Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with more world leaders after his disastrous meeting here in the U.S. He's in London and will meet with leaders from Europe and Canada Sunday. They've pledged to stand with Ukraine. The BBC's James Landale.
The breakdown in relations between Ukraine and the United States will dominate. The leaders are expected to make a very public show of support for President Zelensky. The Prime Minister began that by giving him a warm hug in Downing Street, but Sir Keir will not want the summit to be seen as a rebuke to President Trump.
Israel says it is stopping the entry of all goods and supplies into the Gaza Strip. The Prime Minister's office is not elaborating on the decision, but is warning of additional consequences if Hamas does not accept what Israel says is a U.S. proposal for an extension of the ceasefire. Hamas says Israel is trying to derail the fragile truce. Back here, some congressional Republicans are looking to impeach federal judges who do not rule in favor of the Trump administration. The effort is being led by DOGE head Elon Musk. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This is really dangerous because we count on federal judges to be independent. They have life tenure, and they're not supposed to be impeached unless they've done something criminal or obviously corrupt. Just ruling against what Elon Musk or Trump wants doesn't qualify as an impeachable offense.
At the U.S.-Mexico border, about 3,000 troops will soon be sent there as the administration tries to crack down on illegal immigration. More from the BBC's Marilyn Thomas.
Border security was one of President Trump's primary campaign promises in his bid for re-election. On his very first day in office, he declared a national emergency to counter illegal immigration and the flow of illegal drugs into the country. A Pentagon statement said the extra troops will arrive in the coming weeks.
Still a lot of questions following the death of Hollywood actor Gene Hackman and his wife. Our Tom Hanson is at the scene in New Mexico and speaks with Santa Fe Sheriff Adan Mendoza.
The best hope now for unraveling the mystery surrounding the death of a Hollywood legend could be the discovery of two cell phones collected as evidence.
Have investigators been able to get into the obtained cell phones?
Not at this time. We have them in our possession. We'll be analyzing cell phone data, phone calls, text messages, events, photos in the cell phone to try to piece a timeline together.
Grammy-nominated R&B singer Angie Stone has died. Her team says she was in a Sprinter van heading back to Atlanta from Alabama when it flipped and was then hit by a big rig. Everyone else in that van survived. Angie Stone was 63. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and stay for the beer and the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip. Two from the Steepwater Band. This is Found. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hunter's lost his way. In fear I feel. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of the Steepwater Band from Chicago, Illinois. That was Broken Spirit Blues. Found before that. I love the Steepwater Band, dude. They're one of my favorite bands from Chicago. They rock. Jeff was on the show a couple weeks ago. There's a podcast for that right now on the civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. page. They're writing music right now, Rocker. Trying to get a new album out sometime this summer, fall, somewhere in that area.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah. And they're going on tour too. They already did a couple shows. They were just in Madison a couple weeks ago at the Red Rooster. They're going to be in Philly in April. Also going to be visiting Vermont and New York City and a couple other events too. You can just follow them on the socials and see where they're going.
They're a great band.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. It's great to have you on the air again, dude. It's been a fun
night
of radio.
It's been fun.
Yeah. You've been doing your push-ups, eating your Wheaties.
Oh, yeah. Cardio, you know, the cardio rehab clinic over here at UW Health is just amazing. Yeah. And they have amazing people and great machines.
Yep. You're not getting in trouble from Alice or the doctors. You're doing the right things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Eating good. Exercising.
I need to do the same thing, I think.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. We would love to hear from you. Terry Barr is going to pop in here in a little while. She has a great conversation with Robert J. They're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Cares anniversary ball coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Excuse me, at the Sylvie. That's going to be a great show. Raising money to help the other musicians here in Madison, other artists who might need that help. Rocker, what's coming up on the show next week?
We're going to be talking to Soundcheck Entertainment's Michael Grassman. He's putting on a Battle of the Bands out there in Milwaukee that's happening over several weeks, so over the next month. And we're going to find out all about the Battle of the Bands out in Milwaukee. And Terry Barr, she's going to be talking to Sam Ness next week, who's going to be playing at the Mama Cares 10th anniversary party.
And you can follow us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram. Special shout out to Terry Barr, who manages our social media. She's hanging out, I believe, in Florida right now. She's in the Sunshine State.
She's always somewhere.
That's awesome.
She gets around.
So we had Rachel on earlier from the new venue, Loxley Live Music venue over on Verona Road. There's another new venue opening in Madison as well that I'm very excited about too. The Atwood Music Hall. They just launched their music schedule this week, Rocker, on social media, and the buzz is pretty happy about it.
Wow. I mean, I thought it was pretty crazy. So their grand opening is going to be in June, and it looks like they're going to open with a tribute to Clyde Stubblefield with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and Funky JB's Rare Element. That is quite a lineup just alone. But the rest of June, I suggest you go look up the exact details and dates, but they're going to be hosting the Madison Area Music Awards. They are going to have the People Brothers Band, Ben Sidran, Tony Brown Band with Natty Nation, Rainer Maria, Disc, the Evil Twins.
It's a pretty amazing lineup.
Wait, Jimmy.
There was more.
A Spooner reunion.
I saw that.
That's with you know, the guys from Garbage, Butch Vig, and Duke.
Yeah. Wow. Another and you know, one cool thing about this, and I know Topher is going to be coming on the show on the 15th to talk about this, and we'll probably talk about the Rocker Jamboree and what's happening at the Burr Oak too.
Right.
But wow, what a great time for local music in Madison to have a couple new venues. Just, hello, we're here. We're accepting bands and fans.
And you know, it's this old brick building over on Winnebago, right? But they've totally redone the inside. It looks just absolutely stunning.
I forget I know Operation Head Start was there for a while. I don't know what was it, a bowling alley at some point back
Maybe.
In the day?
It sure looks like it could have been, Jimmy.
Because it has that roundish half moon.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Was it a bowling alley?
That could be.
Who knows?
We'd have to look at that history, Madison history group on Facebook.
Somebody's listening to the WMDX that lives in a sassy neighborhood. You know the answer to this. Was that a bowling alley?
Can I have a beer, please? Let's see here. We got some music on the way from Automatic Lover. We'll do some Isaiah and the New People right now. They were on the show a couple weeks ago. They were awesome. Lahaina, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Speak my faith.
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I see my troubles following me on down the river into the sea. I can see it in cages and corners and caves. It's everywhere I go. Feel it in my bones. Head out to Cleveland to leave it behind, but you can buy freedom with nickels and dimes. Trying to leave it, but it's everywhere. Shadows, it's getting rowdy, but I gotta keep on keeping from my own way, or I might never make a change. So tell your mother, tell her that you love her. Oh my. Should have seen this coming.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That is Listening Party and Bones. Before that, Automatic Lover with Helena. I think Automatic Lover is coming out with new music very soon. I Rocker, have you seen like a social media post from Yuval Lopez Rodriguez making new music on the I don't know, whatever software he's using, but it looks like they're mixing music, getting ready to release something, and they have a couple of big shows coming up too.
I hope so. And one of my favorite drummers, Joey B. Banks.
Yes, absolutely.
Joey's joining. Awesome. He's joining them now.
Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, we got Rob Roberts. Terry Barr is coming up in just a couple of minutes, having a great conversation with the mighty Robert J. We're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Care Ball. I think I misspoke earlier. I apologize, but the Mama Care's 10th annual anniversary ball is at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, March 30th, 3 to 8 p.m. You can get your tickets in advance. There is this, like, a suggested donation, but we're raising money for the mamas, you know, hoping to raise money to help local musicians, local artists.
In their time of crisis.
In their time of crisis. That's right. Mama cares. And we're so thankful for Robert J. for making it all go. Thank you so much for that. Anyway, Terry Barr will join us in just a couple of minutes with Robert J. It's coming up next here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. is sponsored by the Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass. Three locations in Madison. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
The music, the hair, the experience. It's Cherry Pie live in concert, playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Poison, Warren, and the list goes on. Friday, March 14th at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg. It's the old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie live in concert. Get tickets at LoxleyVenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y Venue.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It just hit the fan. Canceling our activities. Remember to wash our hands. No school, no shows, no sports, no more basketball. We're marching into madness. The saddest march of all. No elbow bumps, no fist bumps, just social distancing. Sanitizers and face masks, travel bans and quarantine. No work, no gigs, no tips, no checks, no basketball. Marching in the madness, the saddest march of all. It's times like these we all just got to come together. Reach out and stay connected, try to help one another. My friend, if you're running low, I can spare a couple rows. I'll leave them out on the front porch. Just drive by, grab them, and go.
A
Song of the Year for musician Robert J. And Robert J. joins me right now. Thank you, Robert. Tell me about the song we just heard, The Saddest March of All.
That all came about because COVID hit just as, you know, March Madness was going to happen. And I'd like to follow the Badger basketball. And then they closed the tournament down. They closed everything down in the country pretty much. I just said, well, this is kind of a sad March. It's a little slice of what happened in our life.
You recently had surgery on your hand. And of course, you're a guitar player. How's it mending?
It's mending. You know, it's going as good as can be. I've had to cancel some gigs. It's all right because I just want it to heal properly. Once middle of May hits, I've got 10 to 15 gigs a month already planned all through the summer. So I want to be healthy for that.
We are sending healing vibes your way. We can't wait to see you back out there playing for us.
Well, I want to
ask you now about Mama Cares. Now you are getting ready to lead off this big celebration, the 10th anniversary, and that's happening on March 30th. You are director of Mama Cares, and for people who don't know it, it's part of the Madison Area Music Association. What pulled you in to get you involved in Mama Cares?
Well, this all started the Christmas of 2014. My son had a perfect Christmas, and then between Christmas and New Year's, he got very sick, and we couldn't figure out what it was. They hospitalized him, and they realized he had a golf ball size infection in his left temporal lobe and operated immediately. He was in the hospital for 17 days, and he almost didn't make it. From that, I missed a lot of work. My wife missed a lot of work, and we had insurance, but at the same time, there's a lot of out-of-pocket expenses going on. Good old Rick Toit, the co-founder and leader of the Mamas, and my good friend Chris Wagner from the Moon Gypsies threw a benefit for me at the High Noon, and over 350 people showed up. And from that, I just felt that it was necessary to pay it forward. So I recommended that we start a program called Mama Cares to help other musicians in need. My son's doing great now. He's survived. We're blessed to be in a city like Madison with world-class health care. Man, we're lucky to be here. If we weren't here, he might not have made it.
How did that feel to have all those people come out to help you, knowing that then obviously you wanted to turn it around and try to help somebody else?
It was a humbling experience, you know. I still get teared up about it. To have that kind of support, it's just incredible.
Can you share how Mama Cares has helped others? And I know a good chunk of money has been raised in the past.
We make our money by having these little fundraisers. So what we've done is raise money, and every cent we raise, we give away to help fellow musicians in need or their families if they're in a family crisis of some sort. We've raised and given out $109,000 so far. We help as we can, you know, we can never pay somebody's entire monetary problems, but we pitch in as we can. I'm proud that we've been able to help other musicians, because how many times we've all been to events or benefits for somebody in need, whether it's a musician or not, and who pitches in? The bands. We've all played for free. We've all played for the cause. And now we're asking for the community to come together and help us raise money so we can help other musicians.
Tell us who you have booked for this event.
Well, we have the incredible Sam Ness, fantastic singer-songwriter. He's going to open the show. And then the beautiful and talented Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets will be playing. And then the Jimmies will do a couple of sets. During that time, we might get a few guest jammers up to make it a little bit more festive. We're still looking for more donations of auction items or sponsorship. If somebody wanted to kick in a little money to help us with the event, we're looking for that. But we've got some good ones. Can I tell you about some of them?
Oh, I would love to hear it.
Well, Greg Ginter from Greg's Guitar Shop. Yeah. I went in there the other day and he goes, yeah, I'd like to help. I'll give you a guitar. So he gave me a brand new Oscar Schmidt Washburn acoustic guitar. We've got other guitars that have been donated too by various people. We've got artwork. We've got the best and coolest, I think, so far is our good friend Butch Vig. He is donating some signed LPs. Other coolest part is a one-hour mentoring session via Zoom with Butch to talk everything music and recording. I thought that could be invaluable to somebody.
And of course, you know, he's from Viroqua, and still anytime he comes back home to Wisconsin, it seems he's always out and about and trying to help. Wow.
He's never, ever let go of his roots.
We are talking about this big 10th anniversary party, March 30th, High Noon Saloon in Madison. And you know, people will really like this too, because it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
it
goes 3 to 8. It should be a really nice time. We've had great fun with the auctions and things in the past.
Well, I wish you the best with Mama Cares. And one more time, this is Mama Cares, March 30th, High Noon Saloon in Madison. Starts at 3, runs through 8. And remind us again, Robert J., who's playing this particular day?
Okay, that's Sam Ness, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, and the one and only Jimmy's.
If you hear those names all put together, I think it's going to be a packed house.
I think it's going to be a fun, fun time. Let's fill up the coffer so we can help each other when needed.
Before I let you go, we're going to end with another one of your award-winning songs. Tell us about this one, A Beautiful Blur.
I got that idea just because it seems like life is going by so fast. It's like a blur. We have our ups and downs, and we all have. You know, it's a blur, and we just got to celebrate that and enjoy it while we can. Find the goodness in everything and try to hold on to that.
Speaking of celebrating, congratulations on your newest grandbaby.
Oh, thank you.
As we end this, here is his gorgeous song, A Beautiful Blur. Thank you, Robert J.
Thank you, Terry Barr.
Staring down the headlights that shine me on this road, reliving all my past lives, wondering how many more to go. I'm in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road. I'm counting my blessings that I've made it this far, and I caught myself confessing to the dashboard of my car. I'm in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road. It's a beautiful blur.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
that this world isn't yours to own. I started.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All alone in a crowded room, faced with invisible pain. Dear God, take it away. My heart is filled with pain, my mind with cloudy days. It's time to make a change from the games the devil plays. From these games the devil plays. Some things never change.
Never change.
Soft eyes on a hard day.
Hard day.
Just a child trying to find his way. All alone in a concrete maze. All alone in a concrete maze. Born in a concrete maze. Can't think the food is filled with cray. My brother died the other day, murdered in his home, shot in his face. Murdered in his own home, shot six times in his face. Ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh. 'Cause some things never change.
Never change.
Soft eyes on a hard day.
Hard day.
Just a child trying to find his way. All alone in a concrete maze. All alone in a concrete maze. Follow me now.
Thank you.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Matt.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Hamas is slamming Israel's suspension of supplies and aid entering into Gaza, describing it as a war crime and a violation of the ceasefire agreement. The first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, which included a surge in humanitarian assistance, expired on Saturday, as the BBC's Paul Adams reports.
Israel has been seeking an extension of phase one, which would see, yes, more releases of hostages and prisoners, but no Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Hamas says, no, we should stick to the original agreement and go ahead with phase two.
Also just in, a private U.S. spaceship has landed on the moon.
Y'all suck to land it. We're on the moon.
That from NASA, Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost Mission 1 is only the second private lander to achieve the feat. It's set to deliver experiments for NASA. Protests for Ukraine.